Okay. All right.
Hello and welcome to Conversations with Danny Golden. This is the first installment, and today I'm very excited because we are having a conversation with Chandler Bobbin.
Hi. Happy to be here.
Yeah, I'm very happy to have you. And the whole goal and intent of this is to have a really open conversation about topics, and in this case, that we feel are important and maybe only discussed from a certain lens. So today we are going to talk about Chandler's sexuality from a different lens. So let's get into part one, which is labels. So I have my little cheat sheet over here. As you know, I'm not a fan of labels, but for all intents and purposes, let's talk about your sexuality and why that is the topic of conversation today.
Sure. So I'm also not a fan of labels. I think that labels put people into boxes, but I also understand their place. Right. So if we're going to label me,
yeah,
in modern society, I fit into a queer label, and okay, then I also am a lesbian.
Okay.
So queer is more of an umbrella label, I feel like, for lots of different folks that identify as a lesbian, as gay, as bi, as all the labels you could think of. Trans. There are many things. It fits into a general term.
Okay.
But for me, I'd say about 95% of the time, I'm attracted to women who identify as women.
Okay.
And that's how I would define myself.
Okay. So queer.
Yes.
And then lesbian.
Yep.
Umbrella.
Yeah. Okay. And I think in some ways, you and I have talked about this before, but
We've talked about all of this offline.
We have. But I feel as though the pendulum has swung almost too far in one direction to where we feel like we have to label everyone, even regardless of sexuality. I'm talking about like gender, religion, all these things, just because I feel like the lack of acceptance in society has become so harrowing that people feel the need to explain their otherness, which is unfortunate because I feel like the beauty of people is that you don't necessarily have to explain being other. You should just show up as your authentic self, whatever that may be, between race, gender, sexuality, religious beliefs, what have you.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily require an explanation. I'd rather just know you for you. If that's something that you feel defines you, you may need to reevaluate that in some ways, because I think it's just such a small part of us. There's so much more we contribute to the world.
I couldn't agree with you more. Yeah. I mean, if I don't like someone or I like someone, it has nothing to do with their sexuality, their gender, or their race.
Right.
I just don't like them or I like them.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
If they have an energy about them that either rubs me the raw or is something where I'm like, yes, I want to get to know this person more. So,
yep. Yeah. I agree.
Okay. So you already beat to my next question, which is, are you gay, straight, and how would you define your sexuality? Okay, obviously, who we love is no one's business, but since the intent of today's conversation is to challenge popular opinions you and I have discussed offline and provide an alternative opinion, let's talk about why people say they're gay and that becomes their identity, that and you specifically take issue with this. So you kind of touched upon that before, but like, I don't walk around saying I'm straight.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I think there's... I'm going to speak about my personal experience,
yeah,
and then I'll share about why I do understand why it's necessary.
Okay.
Because I think that everyone's lived experience is slightly different. So for me, I did have to come out. It's unfortunate that we have to come out because, like you just said, straight people don't have to because it's just kind of the expectation.
Right.
Whereas for me, I had to let my parents, my friends, my family know that there was something that was different. Because you're aware enough to know that you're different, even
right,
though there's not necessarily anything wrong with it.
Right.
And so you feel the shame, you feel the worry that your friends, your family are potentially not going to be accepting of you. For me, I didn't really have the choice. In some ways, I was outed, not intentionally, but I was reading the book called Sexual Fluidity by Lisa Diamond back in high school.
Okay.
And it resonated so nicely with me because it just talked a lot about these different women. I want to say there were 7 or so women over the course of ages between like 25 and probably 45 or 46,
mm-hmm,
that had been with women, had been with men, and then had, as we say, switch teams over the course of their lives.
Okay.
And for me, it resonated because I've always just gone off of energy, what feels right. I had liked certain guys when I was younger, but I would say generally speaking, since I was probably about six, I always had this warm and fuzzy feeling, tingly sensation in my stomach, knowing that I really liked women. So it was different. And my mom had walked in on me, which sounds so silly to say out loud, reading that book.
Oh, funny. Okay.
And she didn't really know. It was just very abrupt. And so she, I could tell, was just feeling really nervous and had asked me, well, does this mean that you're gay? And I said, I'm not really sure. I just know that I am attracted to the person, not the gender. Mm-hmm. And then my dad, ironically being raised Catholic, you would think would be the harder one.
Right.
But to my surprise, was just so accepting. And I remember him saying, it doesn't matter. You get to love who you love. We just want you to be happy, which I'll be the first to admit. That's not common. I mean, there's so many people, one, that come from different backgrounds in the South, religious backgrounds, racial backgrounds. It's not accepting to be different.
Yeah.
So I recognize that there was an ease there for me that a lot of other people don't have. So I feel very grateful for that.
Right.
But in some ways, letting that be known then helps change their expectations. For me, my mom took a bit to come around. So it wasn't until I had my first girlfriend in college where then I think she saw, okay, society can be more accepting.
So when you say she took a bit, do you mean like she was more worried? Like, oh my God, life is already hard enough. Like we hear this argument, life is already hard enough. So now you're different. Is it going to be harder for my daughter? And I don't want her to feel any pain to begin with. And now I'm worried she's going to feel more because she likes women.
Yes, I think that was definitely a part of it. And then I don't want to speak for her, but she's told me this. Selfishly, there was a selfish component there. They weren't able to have a second kid, and she really wanted a son-in-law.
So
she was really hoping that I would be with a man for that reason, which,
okay.
Again,
yeah.
But I think she realized, shoot, having a daughter-in-law is just as wonderful, if not better, in so many ways. And at the end of the day, it's just about me being happy. So yeah. She was able to see that I was happy through a handful of relationships I had throughout college in my early 20s. And I've been really fortunate to have that. I think on the flip side, though, there are people that don't have that pleasure of being able to come out. There's so much fear and shame bottled down that they may never be able to come out because that is in some ways a privilege.
Right.
So I recognize that. But I also think kind of the reason why there is this labeling and of the otherness is because, yeah, we are different. We have to walk through life a little bit differently. Like I can't go to certain Middle Eastern countries and just freely be open with my partner.
You can't hold hands.
I can't hold hands. I can't do any of those things.
Right.
And even in certain countries when I was studying abroad in Spain, when I was with my ex at the time, I remember people would come up to us on the street and say, wow, it's just so nice to see two women kissing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's changed a lot for the positive, but in some ways it's almost changed for the negative because we're too focused on labels. So I think, again, it's just finding about that happy medium.
The pendulum is swinging
and having it make sense for you in the right time with your family, your friend, etc.
Okay, let's also talk about the policing of language and how that's gotten out of hand. It's a great lead-in.
Yes, there is a lot of policing of language, and I think it's challenging, right? And I think that everyone deserves self-respect. Probably from my lens, when I look at the queer community, one of the biggest things is pronouns right now for people. I take no issue with using people's appropriate pronouns, but I think we all can admit, even especially the boomer generation, I'm thinking of my aunt in this case.
Mm-hmm.
She is probably one of the most open-minded people, tries to be modern and with it, but always, I remember this was probably a year ago, said to me, I just don't understand the pronoun thing. Like, I just can't get behind it. It's like, well, you don't necessarily have to understand it. You put yourself in somebody else's shoes. You deserve like a certain respect for who you are. And if that's like what they want to be called, that's fine. I think where we get into trouble, though, is we've been conditioned as a society for so long to refer to you as she or her and vice versa.
Right, he, him.
And so if you were to say to me, my pronouns are now they, them, there's a pretty good chance about 9 times out of 10 over the next 6 months that I'll slip up and mess that up.
Of course. And I also, this is not going to be a very popular opinion, but I don't want to be asked what my pronoun is. I don't want to have another label put on me.
And you don't have to.
Right.
And I think that just goes back to the labeling in general is if you feel a certain type of way or you want to make it known that you are X or Y or Z or you want to be referred to as X, Y, or Z, then you can just respectfully let people know. I think people that get so offended when that's wrong, it's like you need to kind of get the other side of that perspective, which is unfortunately society for so long has been geared to think this way. So help educate. I think when it starts to get hard is when people are doing it intentionally. When they're intentionally disrespecting you, that's when I think most people would have a problem with it, which right. I did. So.
And I also think you can be accepting, but at the same time, like I grew up with a guy's name and people always thought, right. People mm-hmm. always thought that I was a man not sexually a man, but they thought like when they said my name in class and where I was growing up, it was like they were looking for a boy.
Yep.
I could have cared less if you thought I was a boy, a girl, a dog, a sheep, a pony. So I think it's a little confusing to me that people have to walk out and be like, hi, this is who I am. These are my labels. This is my list. And I think that's where, and I don't want to do this whole political thing, but I think that's where the other side of the coin is like, why is it so important? Why can't you just
be? Yeah. I think that ideally that's really what everybody wants. Like everyone that does, I don't want to speak for them. I'll speak for myself.
Right.
How I feel is I don't feel like I need to necessarily walk into a room and announce that I'm attracted to women. I let that come up in conversation.
Right.
I say that I'm either dating someone who is a woman or if they ask me about past relationship history, I'll share. And then mm-hmm. you can kind of see the light bulbs come on, which is funny because you can see it in their eyes. But that's fine. I mean, at the end of the day, most people, I would say, don't mind as much. And it really just goes back to who you are. Are you a good person? Do you show up in the right way for your friends, for your family? And I feel like for those people that don't accept their family, their friends for that reason, whether it be sexuality, religion, race, any of those things, you're missing out. Like, you're doing yourself a disservice to love somebody simply because you can't get out of your own way for thinking that this means something bad. It doesn't mean anything bad. You know who that person is at the end of the day. They show you through their action.
Right.
So why is a label going to get in the way of that? I don't understand.
And if someone's not going to like you because of who you are sexually attracted to.
It's ridiculous.
Like, thank you for showing me who you are. Like, next. Moving on. Next.
Right.
Yeah. Do you think people need to come out? Like, do I need to be like, hi, my name is Danny Golden. I'm a heterosexual female. I've never been attracted to women. I've only been attracted to men, you know?
I think going back to what I said earlier, I think there's a place for it. I would love and I hope that we can get to a place in society where that's not a thing.
Right.
But I do think for the foreseeable future, unfortunately, I do think that that's necessary because unfortunately, families are still geared toward seeing their daughters be with men, seeing their sons be with women. And moreover, seeing them potentially marry within the same race. And we haven't talked much about race because I know that's
or religion
because those are touchy subjects. But
right.
Yeah, depending upon the family that you were raised in, for me, I'm fortunate, same thing. My parents, I've dated mixed race before and it's not an issue for me. It's not an issue for my family. Not every family feels that way.
Yeah.
So I think in that way, it does require some sort of announcement of sorts that you are going to be different.
Like, I'm coming out, I'm not dating someone who's white.
Right.
Or
that should not matter. Right. It really is irrelevant. But unfortunately, there are still people in this world that find it to be relevant. Why? I have no idea.
Right. No, you're not wrong. Do you feel like you have to hide or come out in a certain way in work? With a friend or life situations, or do you have a blanket philosophy?
I think in my 20s, I felt that way. I felt a little bit of shame around coming out. I feel like it's still the whole movement of LGBTQ+ was big in my 20s, I feel like. And so it was nice because I felt
pain?
Yep.
Why?
Just because it still wasn't it wasn't as accepting or accepted as I feel it is now. Mm-hmm.
I just wouldn't imagine you feeling shame about it.
Yeah, which is why I did. I'm
saying like, oh,
I did. And I also think being younger, like I was still solidifying that that's like who I was and how I wanted to show up and how I identified and all those things. I mean,
yeah.
Being different comes with responsibility, but it also is a privilege. It's both, at least for me.
Yeah.
So it wasn't always a walk in the park, but
yeah,
I think in the workplace specifically, I haven't really ever had an issue, and I feel grateful to all my former employers that they made it so I felt included. That was never something that was concerning for anybody or anyone. And frankly, at my last company, one of my managers at the time who had hired me, she also is a lesbian. She's married to another woman, and that's cool to see because mm-hmm. you don't see one women in leadership is thankfully now becoming more prevalent, mm-hmm. but two, you don't really see a lot of women who identify as a lesbian or queer in any shape or form, mm-hmm. and or even people of color. You don't really see that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So to see somebody that you know has gone through adversity in some way, shape, or form in their life, especially if they're older because they've mm-hmm. had a harder time than I have.
Right.
There's just automatic respect there because you know that they've had to walk a path that you haven't necessarily had to walk. They've paved the way for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel lucky that the workplace has been pretty accepting for me. And it's not always that way for other people, especially depending upon where you work, where you live, and which industry you work in.
Oh, absolutely. Very valid point. Anything else that you want to, we're going to get into next labels and fitting in, but anything else you want to include in part one under that?
I think just like advice to people would be if you are someone that's struggling, try to find a person or a mentor either that you're not friends with or that you want to be friends with or that you look up to, even if you don't work with them per se, that can help you because it's a tough path to walk on if you feel really alone and isolated. And sometimes that can take years or even a lifetime that you grapple with that. But if there's somebody that you feel drawn to in some way, shape, or form, they want to help, even if it may not seem like it or if they're offering, but like, I want to help people.
Right.
Because it's so hard. So reach out for help.
Great.